we got here. I think all we paid at the store, we were $35 a month for those services at the office.
And the rent.
And the rent.
This is where the dog got Ryan, I don't hear anymore.
She probably laid down.
Gave up.
She thinks she's a person. She doesn't think that she's supposed to be left anywhere. She's supposed to be right at my feet.
I know. We had one.
If I ever get rid of her.
You'll miss her worse, but you miss the child almost. I know I will because Miss Al, she's been down now three years, August, past August, and we still miss her. Well, I said I wouldn't ever have another dog after, but we had a yard dog when the other two children were growing up, and
he got run over. He got so old he couldn't hear, and a truck.
That's what happened to Ella.
And so when Sue, well, she's almost 6 years old. Sue brought this thing home. She was 4 weeks old, and she wouldn't eat. The mother couldn't feed her. So she stayed there 2 or 3 days, and she still wouldn't eat. So I started feeding her by hand. And you know, she was over a year old before she ate anything except by hand.
Well, for heaven's sake.
And so she's just been nothing but a just pest is all she is, really. And I don't ever, if I go to the bathroom, she goes. If I'm in the kitchen, she's right beside me. No matter where I am, she's right beside me.
I know. So it's...
Well, now, after our last one got killed, we just couldn't...
She didn't get killed, honey. She died.
I mean, she died. But we've just confined ourselves to yard children instead of yard dogs.
With him, I don't need a dog. Everybody says, well, Monty, you'll have to have a dog. I said, Monty, grow up without a dog.
We had one. We loved her like she's a member of the family.
Well, Alice, I tell you, you're kind of waiting.
Well, you take care of yourself. Day.
Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Thank
nice
you all
to see
also, but I can't get about it no more.
Well, we're always glad to see you.
Come back here.
Tell Frank I still live out on 44th Road.
Tell who?
Frank.
Frank.
No. Well, either one, Frank or Frank Smith, either one.
Frank.
Frank. Frank. Either one. She's down to Federal Savings and Loan.
Yes, sir.
She's a very efficient young woman. Just a country girl come down. We started off up there. I imagine it's been about 15 years ago. Got a good job now, got a good salary.
Yes.
She practically runs the place.
Yes.
But she's a very efficient woman. I helped organize that thing back in 1934. Mm. With six other men. We got out and raised the money to get the thing started. Went from place to place. I was during the Depression now when there wasn't any money.
Yes.
And I went, you got this thing on now?
I can cut it off. It's on now.
Huh?
Yes.
Well, I just want to be talking private affairs. And
I just cut it on then. Excuse me?
Well,
would you like me to cut it off now?
Huh?
Did you want me to cut it on?
I didn't want to be talking federal state and loan business into.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's one thing else I can do.
That's okay. I didn't mean to disturb your, you know, visitors coming over and things like that.
Oh, but that's all right.
The opposite of to take it off is to